We're in a very exciting time in the cattle industry. You know, there are some worries if this goes the other way and how fast it does, but I would, you know, say we're still in a good run and in a positive run. And the drought has been a big issue in the last 5 years in Western Canada, and it still continues in some areas, but there's some areas that did have some moisture, and it's funny how good prices and a little bit of rain can put smiles on producers' faces. So, you know, our main focus in the next strategy going forward and the coming out of this is trying to stabilize our beef herd numbers and grow this industry, because all signs globally say that there's potential room to grow this far beyond where we're at today.
Is that one of the reasons why the beef market has been so buoyant, is because we are just seeing lower cattle numbers?
Yeah, I mean, even south of the border into the U.S. and dipped down as far into Mexico has seen a reduction in numbers. But when I look at a global supply, a demand over supply of 4-to-1, and the need for protein in the next 20 years, 30 years globally, all signals say that we're positioned best for this. And one thing that we've been saying is nobody produces beef cattle as well as Canada, whether it be on a climate change, 50% GHG emissions per pound of beef on the world average. I mean, we're leading in this role. And look at our efficiencies in our feeding sector and what we know in our product stands for, our food safety systems stand for. It's known around the world. So I think this is a bright time for our industry to grow.